that rocks.
If you can name it, there's a guy who's fucked it.
Oh, yeah.
Blenders. Guys have fucked blenders.
Guy fucking a snake. Yeah,
guy
no, right.
Tables.
The snake pussy.
Chairs.
He's got a big anaconda.
There was a problem there. Fix it. Fix it.
Okay, I'm sorry I even said it. I'm sorry I said it.
is good. Welcome to the live stream. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and donate. The preferred way of donating is hitting the Streamlabs link in the chat. How's your Saturday? Oh my God, football is tomorrow. I can't fucking wait. I know we got this other Bills Rams game, which was dope. But tomorrow, all day football. Yay! What was that? I find it odd that Vice put Ari Spears on when he barely ever interacted with Artie Brian Callender. And they put on the chick, too. The people they interviewed were odd. They did get Tim Sabian and Doug Goodstein. I'm going to play some of that, by the way. Cause just a certain part. Because I was very interested in the way they attacked Howard Stern during that. And watching that, it was odd watching that. You would think Artie Lang is dead the way they approached it. Very odd. But, yeah, how was your Saturday? Mad Dubs and Crown Victories. A lot of Sticks and Stones Dubs. I'm loving that Sticks and Stones, by the way. I love it. It's so much fun to just beat on a nigga with Callies and shit. And it's like, now in that mode, the best way is to roll with your team, but it's just full attack mode on that shit. It's so much fun. And like, a nigga's chasing you, but you got your riot shield on, and you just hear him beating on you, but you got restock, and your thermite finally comes up, you turn around, and thermite his ass. Then that mad time happened to me a couple of times. I'm a real king. Oh yeah, Bucks versus the Cowboys. Can't wait for that game. But yeah, it's Saturday. Chicka chicka woo woo. Alright. The first video I'm watching right now is this Owen Benjamin thing, only because I haven't seen it. And I want to see him respond. Comia dropped that video responding to him. What was Comia's thing? Stuttering John is a liar. Opie's a liar and mentally ill. Owen Benjamin is a genius and mentally ill. I think this is him responding to that into the Gavin thing. I thought my Twitch was gone. It's still there. I didn't think my Twitch was there even. Well, I want to see what Owen had to say in response.
So hopefully it doesn't happen again. But if it does, if it does, just wait like 3 minutes and then click the link I sent you again. So I'm in a third world country. That's to be expected. You're somewhere in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah, I'm in America. I'm in Idaho.
All right.
Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Yeah. So I was just doing a little intro as to why we're talking to each other. It's I guess some of your fans last week told you I called you a pussy on my show last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I'm not really backing down from that just because of the whole reason, like,
damn, he's calling you a pussy. A 6'8" pussy. Owen Benjamin really is 6'8", but he used to fuck Christina Ricci. Those sweet tits and come on her big Klingon forehead.
Ruining the prank and all that, but we'll get to that.
Oh, no, I don't. That's fine. I just want to talk about what you consider humor and all that stuff. I'm excited about today.
Yeah, no, it should be good. I think that, like, some some forms of humor, like pranks, are inside jokes. And
yeah, like,
and,
do you like that comedian Jussie Smollett? Do you think he's a funny comedian?
I knew you were gonna go there. I heard you on some other shows this past week. I think
I'm curious though. Do you think that's good commitment to a bit?
There was like a malintent there. That's completely different. That wasn't
It's literally identical.
It's
so.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Gavin didn't actually call the cops and file a police report. It is different, stupid.
Okay, so you have a guy.
A guy and then you have a that group. Wants to start a race war, basically.
You're applying intent. You're the one applying intent. I'm just breaking down the.
No, that's what Jussie Smollett tried to do.
Joke. So the joke was.
It wasn't a joke.
That there's a lot.
And also, this was a prank.
Are you going to let me talk, or is this going to be the whole thing?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, so the left wing in America is really terrible.
Smash this pussy weirdo guy whose show I'm watching, and I don't know who you are.
Terrified of MAGA people, and MAGA people are really terrified of the FBI. So what you saw with Jussie Smollett is he pretended
I'm
to
lagging,
be attacked
or are you
by
lagging?
MAGA people. And what you saw with Gavin McGinnis is he pretended to be attacked by the FBI. And you're applying intent. Okay,
I have fine
is
internet.
For your
is it your internet?
Understand. Is a lot of my friends were really nervous. I know you're in Costa Rica, so you don't have to worry about the FBI there. But in America,
I have to worry about the CIA. Sorry. The CIA is entrenched in here, so I have to worry about them.
Cool. Anyway, so a lot of people were really worried that they were going to be arrested, you know, and Gavin McGinnis was pretending to be arrested. And I can ascribe that it was for malintent. Because I texted him, you okay? Because I happen to like Gavin. I've always liked Gavin. Even when his last prank, when he shoved a dildo in his ass to own the left. I mean, we can discuss that as well, like where the humor is there. But I was like, you okay, man? And he goes, it's a prank. Don't tell. I go, well, a lot of my friends are reporting like it's real, and they're real like nervous. Like, there's a lot of people I knew that were like, we got to help Gavin. The FBI is overreaching, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, when are you going to come clean? And he said, never. And just to let you know that if you never come clean on a prank, it's not a prank. It's a scam. And so he texted me never. And then I go, so you're just going to tell your audience that you got arrested by the.
Obviously, never. You'd come back and just do a show on Monday. What are you talking about?
The FBI. And he goes, I never told them that. And so I said, true. And then I'm like, And it started weighing on me because more and more people were reporting on it and acting crazy. And a lot of people that were in the Proud Boys, because a few of the Proud Boys are currently in federal custody, you know. And so they weren't enjoying the prank too much, especially once it was obvious he wasn't going to come clean. I was on the show.
Gavin has nothing to do with the Proud Boys anymore. And how many fucking flies are going to fly in front of your camera, Benjamin?
I used to tour with the Impractical Jokers. Professional comedian for 20 years. I know you said I'm not a comedian because I live in the middle of nowhere, but that's not true. I'm really good at pranking and punking. And the key is to reveal it. Like when I was on
episode
punk,
3
punk
of
celebrity,
what?
And then ta-da, that's the reveal.
Sorry to cut you off.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And so the key is, one, don't punk your own audience.
He does
Gavin
it all the time.
Was doing. I don't that so maybe that's the relationship they have, but he was punking a lot of people that I knew that were very nervous. And then when he told me he was never coming clean, I thought that I should, you know, punk his punk, prank his prank. And so if it was really just a prank and not a scheme, why did they get so mad? Like, why did people like you that I had no problem with call me a pussy and say I'm not a comedian?
Well,
and all these people are spiraling. Not just wait. If it was actually a joke, and not something more nefarious, why wouldn't Gavin have just been like, because Gavin said, oh, you spilled the beans, we're done. Bear in mind, at that point, I had never said his name.
Owen, you're not a comedian. You do a musical act. You play the piano and some other faggot shit and try and tell jokes. That redhead dude does it way better. I don't know his name. But you know what I'm talking about, the redhead British dude. He does it way better than you. And you're a weirdo. who talks about the Anunnaki or whatever, and everything is a conspiracy, and you live in a shed in Idaho, and you got some white people to give you money to do it.
No, but it...
Got the fuck Christina Ricci, obvious. Though.
It was obvious.
Right. Well, it was obvious to my audience, but it wasn't something the media could run with.
No, but it was obvious to Gavin's audience as well, which then, you know, like all the chatter, it then spreads out to everywhere else.
Okay, like, for example, I know you're in Costa Rica, but today Steve Bannon reported that 35 of Trump aide, Trump's people have just been raided. Are those pranks? Like, how do we know if that's a prank or not?
This is what I...
Gavin went to France on
you're
vacation.
You're filibustering, dude. There's so many points that, like, you mentioned that
I'm filibustering. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think that we're focusing on, like, the people who got fooled. Most people didn't get fooled. Most people were like, this is fake. And then there was an internal debate with the audience. So when you know Gavin, it's pretty apparent that it was fake. And then the Steve Bannon thing, pretty apparent that it's not fake. For instance, this is not a boy who cried wolf type of scenario.
Real quick, I know that I get it, but what you're saying isn't true. I'm going to read you a Josh Denny tweet. He said, just got off the phone with our people. It's not a bit. Gavin was against going to January 6th. He was against Charlottesville and told the Proud Boys they were out of the club if they went, but he's rotting in jail because he dared to question authority.
That ginger fag, Josh Denny.
We aren't canceling any. Working on Censor TV to get him out.
Ginger homo.
We'll fucking be there. Hashtag free Gavin. So that was a...
I'm just getting this video out of the way, by the way, only because I...
Do you think Gavin told him to tweet that?
Well, Gavin didn't freak out on Josh Denny like he freaked out on me.
Oh, Owen's way
if
bigger than
if I was Gavin McGinnis right now, I would be way more angry at Josh Denny, who tried to capitalize on it for money with Gavin, because they're touring together, than I would me. I just felt bad. I'm not the type of guy that goes along with stuff like that.
I mean, you could have just ignored it.
Me,
first of all,
I couldn't. One of my best friends was reporting on it.
Vox Day. Vox Day. I know.
Yeah. So he's reporting on it, and so should I not tell my friend?
You could tell your friend, hey, this is bullshit, maybe you want to take that down. But you went on a stream and told everyone. By the way, back to the text.
Yeah, because a lot of my listeners were former Proud Boys that were very nervous.
Okay.
That they were going to be rounded up by the FBI and pranked into the federal custody. Because, see, right now Gavin is a free man, and some of his followers are literally in prison. And so we have some crossover audience. You know, we're both funny guys.
I don't find you particularly funny, Owen Benjamin.
And a lot of those people were worried that they were going to be arrested. And
you
so
know
they
what?
Were right. I mean,
I'm
like,
does anyone consider
in all
Owen
honesty,
Benjamin
they should
funny?
Still be worried because of what's happening. This, like, Gavin's thing doesn't change the reality of everything that's happening.
Like, even before he became crazy conspiracy dude, he was just dude who would say shit. He's not a funny guy, though.
Gavin made light of it.
You're 6'8". You can't be funny.
Huh?
No. Well, the light of what? I've never been arrested by the government. What the actual persecution is coming from corporations. It's coming from terms and conditions. It's coming from YouTube, Twitter.
Man.
I agree. That's a whole other subject, which we can get to later on.
Corporations,
right,
man.
A prank which you didn't find was tasteful, and that's a whole nother conversation as well. But for instance, you've known Gavin probably longer than I have, in a more intimate level than I do. He's just a
gay
guy
level.
Who hired me. We've met in person twice or something. You should.
I've hung out with him three times in person in my whole life.
You still beat me, but the
right. But don't imply that me and him are super tight because we're
not
friendly.
But there's nuance in texts that you don't really like grasp unless you're like talking to someone on the phone or face to face. When he says never, that he could be sarcastic, and then you just
wait,
went
where,
and
with
spilled the beans, which
so
now
he's
became
pranking.
Your meme.
So he's pranking. Yeah, so he's pranking.
Dude,
the
he
prank.
Had a, there was a whole other setup to the joke that would have pretty much revealed without him saying, "Hey guys, I was joking. You've been punked." There was a whole setup that people would have been like, oh, okay, I get it. And by the way, like Gavin, maybe one of his faults, I would admit, is he shoots himself in the foot. This definitely was not to sell tickets. This was not to get subscribers. Who would subscribe to a network that without like the main attraction. No one's subscribing to this network because of my show, which, again, that was another weird thing. Like, I said what my opinion was last week, and then you it's interesting to me that you wanted to come on to talk to me, considering I'm really a nobody. You have a
Now, this is the funniest part, bro. People recommended I talk to you because you're into homestatting and they liked you. So one of
well,
the
we have a lot in common.
On,
we actually have a lot do. In common. Like, we I've do. Actually wanted yeah. to get you on this podcast long ago, and then I kind of was... I wouldn't say pissed off, because it's not like it ruined my day. Like, I'm sure Gavin is really pissed off.
If I took that Gavin McGinnis offer, I could be talking to Owen Benjamin. A fly literally landed on his forehead. Look at his forehead. A fly landed there. Yes, after the Brendan Schaub lawsuit was offered to be on Censored.TV. I love Censored.TV, but personally, couldn't take it. Not personal reasons. Doesn't work for me the way I do shit. But a fly landed on the nigga's forehead. When I put it, look, there's a fly. There's so many fucking flies. Land on your forehead.
But I was kind of like,
why would Gavin be pissed off? Like, okay,
because there
quick.
Was a whole
a lot of people
bit
are
left.
Mad
like, they were gonna do a whole week of shows that he like. Would have been him calling from prison, and clearly that would have been a joke, and then that would have said,
okay,
hey guys,
so,
I'm joking, but without saying I'm joking.
Right, but here's the thing. Why isn't his audience more mad at me? Why are they so mad at him if I ruined a harmless joke? Why are so many of them saying, you piece of shit, Gavin, now no one's going to believe anyone who's arrested by the FBI, boy who cried wolf, all this stuff. And
because
the reason
they,
I'm doing this
they,
show,
they have an intimate... relationship with him. When you watch someone's show every single, like you're, I'm sure your audience does with you.
Yeah, yeah.
When you watch someone's show every day, you feel like you're friends with them, so you're worried. And the reason why Gavin continually does these kinds of pranks to his audience is because he really likes to fuck with them. And it's his style.
Like when he made out with Milo, do you consider?
Everyone in his audience knew it was a joke because Dummy Tim Pool covered it. This dummy though is a real thing. No, I'm drunk already. Although, if I was Gavin, I would take it as a compliment. On Censored TV, you did that little bit, and it got kind of mainstream coverage just from Tim Pool, and Owen's bitching about it. And why are you not responding to Kumia yet?
Consider that
is why I'm playing
or is
this.
That, like, more humor?
Since you're mentally ill, which you are.
I put his tongue in a gay man's mouth.
I think that was funny. I think that was funny because
you said that my take was gayer than Milo, which is crazy.
Both can be true.
On your stream account.
Both can be true. It's funny and it's
Milo's
gay.
Milo's literally gay. Like,
well,
he's a gay
he claims to not be anymore, but that's a whole nother
he's
subject.
Pranking. That's a
dude,
prank. He's,
but you stood by
goof.
Gavin during those jokes, like, and now you're using
right
that
because
and,
it didn't. Yes, I am because Gavin has went on recently and gaslit me. You might know that ever since the spilling of the beans, Gavin went on his stream and said that I was crazy and insane and because I ate a pot brownie and he stood by me when I was anti-Semitic and all this nonsense. So he's not really handling it like somebody whose joke has been revealed. He's handling it like someone that a lot of people are mad at because, okay, like let's say a girl pretended to be raped. And I don't know if you've ever had been swatted. I've been swatted. I've had authorities come to my house and it's not fun. It's very traumatic. And so let's say a girl and his half Asian co-host, a girl and her half-Asian co-host set up a whole gag where she was violently raped. And then from the hospital for the next 2 weeks, they were going to call in and be like, my vagina is sore or whatever, blood all over me. We got the...
But he didn't do that.
Come, you know, in a bag.
He
like,
just
okay.
stood up and his
so
stream ended.
So let's say they did that and then someone's like, dude, she wasn't really raped. You know, and then... The fake rape victim is going to be like, oh, Owen's crazy. Owen went insane. He's not a real comedian. He's a pussy.
You're not
he's
a real
the
comedian.
Bag. He's the gay one, right? You guys sound nuts. And me and you, I was presented with your stream a while ago because one of my listeners was like, you and this dude have a lot in common. You like homesteading. You both don't like spells, all this shit. And then that same guy is like, sorry for trying to link you two up. He just called you a pussy and said you're not a comedian and all this shit. And I'm like, okay, well, hopefully we can talk this out because the world doesn't need fake rivalries for money. I mean, I know you're on Censored TV and you have a financial obligation to defend Gavin. Because
no, but that's not true. I could disagree with him. I disagree with him on many political things, but...
By the way, I can tell you, since I was offered a show on Censored, they do pay a lot more than Kumia. A lot more. But, I guess that wasn't the right fit for me, but...
I think if I was like, that joke was bullshit, not funny, I don't think he would fire me.
Do you think the fake FBI funny, the fake FBI raid for, and then going to France is good comedy? Joe, okay, I'll put it this way. Do you not see how someone might not find that
yes.
good comedy? Right. Okay.
Yes, but that's kind of like anything. Like, I know it's not the same because they're on completely different levels, but literally Andy Kaufman's whole career was pranking his own audience or just the general population. And then in retrospect,
when he was arrested, was that a prank? When Andy Kaufman was arrested,
Gavin wasn't arrested.
You know, you're talking about Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Andy Kaufman. I never thought he was that funny.
But
I
that's
just thought
the
he was
thing.
A weird guy.
Yeah. No.
He was funnier than you. And he didn't end up in a thing in Idaho.
No, for sure, weird. Yeah. But like, I grew up fascinated.
Autistic.
And then try to set up Kaufman-teria.
Like autistic. Like, you know autistic people are
you
funny
fucking
when they, like,
weirdo.
Shit in a journal or something?
Right.
But oh, this nigga's wearing a beer and shot. This nigga owned Ben Weeman.
But
weird, you know?
In like for, I was born in 86, so it's not like I grew up with Andy Kaufman, but growing up with a lot of copycats like Eric Andre and Tim Heidecker and all these people, you want to go
right.
to the source, and I went to the source, which was Andy Kaufman, and I was fascinated by his humor because he was pretty much pranking like the network executives and the audience and the network and the you know the sitcoms he was in and all that. So I thought that was funny. Now if you were
did he ever pretend to be arrested by the FBI or was
that's,
it more
it's,
that, well, lighthearted?
It's we're talking about like
no we're not talking about two different things. You're
no,
talking
I'm
about
saying,
a comedian. I'm an expert at comedy, dude. Just understand this. I know all about Andy Kaufman, Lenny Bruce. Pranking all of it. I've been a cast member of these shows. What you're describing is not what Gavin did. None of those people pretended to be arrested and they weren't arrested and they told people that they weren't coming clean as the world
dude,
got
the
really
political,
worried about
the political
them.
Climate
they would
was
do silly things
different.
Like put a mole on the wrong side of their mouth.
No.
What's
no,
that?
No. Am I breaking up?
That's what Andy Kaufman did. He would pretend he was on the moon or something. He wouldn't pretend to be raped. He wouldn't pretend to be in prison.
Gavin
during
didn't
a time
pretend
in America,
to be raped. Like
being swatted is very similar to being raped. And if you haven't had it happen, you have no idea what you're talking about. If someone kicks in your door and shoots your fucking dog, it sucks. All
right.
Being like,
I think,
thrown
I think,
on the ground and having
I
your.
Think,
no,
I think.
You don't know.
Isn't Nick still
Andy
arguing about this?
Comes close to that level of like insanity.
I'm just saying, as an example, he's someone who pranked the audience, and he never let them in on the joke.
By talking weird. Yeah, like Zach Galifianakis. He'd be like, or Mitch Hedberg, trust me, I know the whole genre. I'm a,
okay.
I get it.
What Gavin did, which we didn't see the punchline because it was kind of cut short halfway through, is...
In that week, before he revealed it, do you think there's a chance that anyone would, I don't know, shoot a cop or something?
No.
They'd feel super scared?
No.
Really?
I think...
Then you're not... Maybe it's because you're not in America, but right
dude,
now, especially... The right
I go to America every month. I'm not...
America, oh, see,
I'm not, like...
Now, Owen's going with a weird argument that goes against his shit where... You say shit and someone else might do something because of the shit you say. Although if one of your bear fags did something because you said some weirdo shit, you'd be like, well, yeah, I just because I said it. I mean, so what is he complaining about? Death has hemorrhoids?
Money.
Huh?
Fly to America once a month from Costa Rica?
Well, I was during March through July. I was kind of going every month and a half or so, but now I can't.
So Censored TV is hooking you up then, huh?
Censored TV is not. I do my show on Gumroad during the week. And I guest host on InfoWars. So they also, you know, will pay for things, you know, in order for me to do that. I'm behind a paywall everywhere, so I need to go in front of as many audiences as possible. But that's not what we're talking about. No, by the way, Censored TV doesn't hook me up. They didn't do this to get subscribers. They didn't do this to sell tickets. Maybe Josh Denny did, if you want to talk to him. But Gavin didn't say, hey, Josh, we need to sell more tickets. You got to go do this. It was a prank on his audience and also a prank on the media that he hates. And then
right-wing media that all looks retarded now?
Well,
like
Gateway Pundit never looked not retarded. Gateway Pundit has always looked retarded. If people pay attention to Gavin, which a lot of people do on this network, they understand, okay, this is clearly a joke. It's not even like a completely well-executed joke. But then some other people got fooled, and then eventually they'll realize, oh, it's not. You can completely differentiate that between Steve Bannon getting arrested or Alex Jones getting sued.
No.
Wait, so now Owen Benjamin is defending right-wing media?
Because Gavin McGinnis has supporters in federal prison.
Yeah, and you know what? He raises,
I know.
He raises money for every show. He's raising money for them. So far, almost $20,000.
Give it to me now.
How am I not being honest?
Because if a comedian has had his audience arrested,
give me the phone. Using my money to order this
joke in bad faith.
Give me it now.
A lot of people
say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
I'm gonna punch
him. Finish the song lyric.
You're not fly. Give me
for a white guy.
Give me it now.
Busting down his door in his studio and private property in America.
Kyle, I'm not playing with you.
That is not comparable to Andy Kaufman or Eric Andre or Zach Galifianakis.
Kyle, now.
Who just has a weird. They talk weird. They pretend they have a limp or they're like stuttering. He literally has listeners who are in federal.
No, she just wanted the phone so she could order something. The reason why I don't give stupid the phone to order something when I order, because I want to be able to order for an hour. So I'm trying to sneak off. I'm trying to sneak an order that I want so I can get it in a reasonable time. And now what dummy's going to do is come back in a half hour and be like, here's what I ordered. Here's my order. Half hour later, when I don't care and it doesn't matter. Oh, enough of the Owen Benjamin thing. By the way, I was doing the Brendan Schaub thing last. I had to check out this Artie Lang doc. Oh, they should have called this a shitting on Howard Stern doc. By the way, how could they not get Artie Lang to do this? He's alive. Which I said to myself watching this, they're talking as if he's dead, which is odd, but old Tin Can Kyle, nigga, fuck you. I'm bumming off. Yeah, I'm bumming off death. But they kind of did Howard Stern dirty in this documentary. Why is it a doc? How could you not get Artie Lang now? Like, he's still alive. Like, one would think you could get him. At least make an appearance. Dez, stay in your room. Go milk Dez. She's cranky. Oh, when isn't she? Dez is yelling at me for wrenching Andy with no donation. But yeah, I want to check out a little bit of this. Then we're going to get into Brendan Schaub thing. But I kind of didn't like the angle they took on this.
It'll be one of those things where I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to. I purchased urine.
You're kidding.
When? Artie continues his downward spiral live on air.
It just always left a black eye on the show, it was just always a nuisance.
For some time, his erratic behavior has been fueled by something new.
It started with opiates.
Like I told you, it happened quick. I tried doing a sneak order, but she ordered what she wanted. She hates it when I order food without her. The only reason why I do it is, hey, I'm ordering food. Do you want anything? Well, yeah. An hour later, I'll get the fucking phone back. I mean, I want it. It takes them time to deliver it. I like my beer like I like my violence, domestic. I never did domestic violence. Play Titties and Beer by Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa stinks. Just tell to eat grass.
Started with pills. And eventually his pill intake was so much that his regular drug dealer said, why don't you do heroin? It's actually better for your liver.
Let your freak flag fly.
Who did they hire to be the Artie Ling actor, by the way?
What are you on right now, Art?
I'm taking this anti-anxiety, antidepressant.
He was all messed up one day.
He's only on one. You're on two.
No, isn't he on two?
It's
no.
One pill, no, and the Klonopin.
Klonopin.
It was a Thursday, morning.
By the way, Tim Sabian, what frames are those? Those are the ones Costanza ended up buying or trading that dude with. So many lady frames. Gloria Vanderbilt collection. The dog bit Elaine. Tim Sabian, what glasses are you wearing?
I'll never forget it.
His downfall, he was hired by, what was it? Westwood One, and he brought on Opie. That was the death knell in his career, bro.
As long as I live.
Yeah, you can't handle those road gigs. They're not for
you. Listen, I'm burnt out from them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Enough for
me. You want to get yourself, already you look better.
I don't want to be found dead in a hotel room.
You want to be found dead at home.
Yeah, that would be nicer.
Right.
And Artie was just whacked out.
You gonna make it through the next year?
I'll be okay.
We'll see.
I'll be okay, man.
I don't know.
I don't want you worrying about me.
Oh, yeah, it's too late.
It was just a mess.
Are you resigning? Let me ask you a question.
Am I resigning?
So, Mark, let's say I'm fast forwarding a year, okay?
I gotta ask my doctor.
I mean, really.
You gotta ask your doctor.
You're not gonna be able to do it. This is killing
me. Always take
Howard and I would talk during the breaks. And finally came to the decision that maybe we should send him home. So I got him in the...
Why are you wearing those glasses, Sabian?
The hall, and I said, Artie...
And a vest, and... Apparently Tim Sabian is giving up not to be taken seriously anywhere.
Maybe it's time for you to go home, And he's, no, I want to finish the show.
In a year, Artie won't physically be able to sign his name to a piece of paper.
We asked him to take a break, and I said, Artie, maybe we just put things on hold for a bit, and hopefully you'll get some help. And he went home.
Artie agrees to go to rehab, but his friends at the Stern Show are left with an uneasy feeling.
I felt very concerned and afraid because I didn't know if I'd ever see him again.
You can't force somebody to take treatment. You can only leverage them. And if you are also causing the addict to...
His last name is Pinsky. I call him Dr. Juski, though.
...lose his or her job, well, that might get their attention. That might be the one thing that gets them into treatment. It also might be the thing that sends them to the streets and death. So it's not a clear thing.
Just 8 days into rehab after his forced hiatus, Artie checks himself out.
His mom was living with him at the time, and she had arranged for an intervention with close friends who've been great supporters of Artie throughout his life, especially with his sobriety.
I tried calling Artie just to check on him, and of course he doesn't answer the phone, and his mom and his sister are, in hysteria because of the situation.
While his family and friends gather for an intervention, Artie has other plans.
This is the shots I don't get. Hey, we're doing a piece on Artie. We need an actor kind of looks like him. But we're going to blur it. You got to sit in a bed. And do this thing. Kind of reenact it. But I wonder if the actor goes like Daniel Day-Lewis and like how Artie Lang was. You sit in bed. It was blurry. There's a little too much production being put into this.
Artie took a kitchen knife and just started sort of cutting. Kept cutting himself. He wasn't plunging it in like a sword. He drank some bleach and started vomiting.
When his mother makes her way into Artie's home, she's met with a gruesome scene.
He was bleeding pretty profusely to the point that if he wasn't found, he would have lost enough blood to bleed out and die.
That was the biggest shock. When I heard that news, it was just...
Good Steve.
Didn't even seem real.
The fucking good Steve.
You know, really guilty, you know, with the whole thing because I was the one that maybe provoked it or pushed him over the edge. I didn't know. I never dealt with this situation before. And I didn't know how fragile he was.
I will never forget the feeling that shook me when I got the call, what happened to Artie and what he did to himself. It rocked me. It rocked me profoundly. I was so upset. I did a lot of self-examination. I said, did I feed into this? Was I responsible for this?
Looking back at it, we didn't get the professional help that we should have, so shame on us.
It's tough. What do you do with Artie? He's a grown man. He's making his own decisions. I never saw him at work doing anything that was inappropriate or illegal.
I never even realized. I'll tell you, I'm very focused on the show. I never realized Artie was in that kind of trouble. You know what? I actually thought Artie was off drugs.
He's never been one to hide.
Well, no, he didn't try to kill himself that way. But I get Stern's response to it.
What he's struggling with. He's been very public about it, and it's actually hard for him not to be public because some of it has been...
Because Artie was being a weirdo.
Bigger than life.
I don't know if the show was good for him or bad for him. I don't know. I can't make those decisions.
You know, I have mixed feelings about somebody being made fun of for addiction. In some ways, that's a way of breaking through their denial. The issue for the addict is to the extent that they're exposed to shame. And if they really are, if you sense that they're
My brother, Howard Stern, just helped Artie Lang in a career. I'll never believe Howard. Have you heard something about it? No? Howard Stern is in the show, he's addicted and shit. Like, we hate Howard now, but... You fired Artie Lang? Would I have fired him? How soon? Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Said it then, Stern. I think this documentary is playing this. This one sounds Stern. I'm starting to see this nigga.
Battered and ashamed in some way, then it's important to back off. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if anybody was paying attention to that.
The thing that sucks is that we'd laugh at Artie because Artie's funny. He didn't need the drugs to make him funny.
As a comedian, you fantasize and idealize the notion of if I'm messed up, I'm a little better. I'm wild and I'm crazy. I'm Lenny Bruce, I'm Richard Pryor. That's the way to greatness, but it isn't. It's a lie you tell yourself. You can't be great that messed up. You just can't. It's swimming with cement boots on.
Artie miraculously survives his violent attempt at suicide. Howard is reluctant to invite Artie back to the show, concerned it could be detrimental to his recovery.
But in all seriousness, when the reality of life and death hit me, that he plunged a knife into himself several times, I vowed right then and there, I am not going to go on these airwaves and do anything to upset him or to rock his world. He needs lots of tender, loving care. He needs the love of his family. He needs the love of his friends. And he needs to get better.
You know, he was on Stern for 11 years, and that was his whole world.
When he got let go, it had to just be another demon to him that just probably haunted him.
He's just a tortured soul.
Gone from the Stern Show, Artie moves back into his mother's basement, trying to piece his life back together once again.
They're an A show. They're the whole thing, of course.
After a stint in a psychiatric institution, Artie returns to the world he knows best, drawing audiences through stand-up, TV roles, and podcasts.
DirecTV cannot be a more awesome company to work for.
You see, I've led a full life. I've tried heroin, and on occasion, I've run.
Let me buy you a slice of pizza. You want to get a slice of pizza? I'll buy you a slice of pizza. Come on. I'll do that.
Industry heavyweights take chances on him.
Judd had, I'm going to say, a brilliant idea, which was instead of having Pete paired with someone who's kind of like Pete, why not pair Pete, my character Pete, with someone who's completely not at all like Pete?
My buddy here's not that experienced. Give him an education.
Okay.
He was always saying stuff that was just better than what I wrote. So, like, the debt I owe him, but also just the humanity. He was always encouraging me.
It's not all it's cut out to be. It's not all the good shit you think it is. It's not about being on stage all the time. It's about the killing of time. It's about times like this.
You know, we tried to talk about what he's going through on the show. So last season we did a whole episode, and it was basically about Pete.
Judd Apatow. He had a career 10 years ago.
Realizing how bad Artie's addiction is and the fact that
that Ryan had a rank surgery. Jesus, now I get why Callan got it.
That no matter how much he tries to help, it doesn't work, and it's really up to Artie to find the strength to do it. And Artie was very brave about showing how painful his world can be.
By 2017, Artie's drug abuse leads to a serious criminal record and physical decline.
You know, every time Artie goes sort of off the deep end, it's deeper and deeper each time, and you just kind of, you're like waiting for something bad to happen.
The only way that Mr. Lang is going to be able to succeed is if he's ultimately in an 18-month to two-year type program. I understand that drug court might be an option, but...
In a 2018 court appearance, Artie is almost unrecognizable.
The situation with his nose was really shocking.
You're on one season, you didn't know Artie Lang.
But the story was that he had broken a pill with a salt shaker, and the salt shaker broke, and then he snorted not only the pill, but some broken glass. All of the damage is literally right there on his face. Just doesn't look the same. It breaks my heart.
In Artie's darkest days...
Because they got, they got Orlando Jones, and Artie always said, Orlando Jones, they got him.
He has always turned to comedy.
Artie was like, take it all. He's like, you can have the shame, you can have the pain, and the jokes. He was like, I'm here for the show. I never saw him blink or hesitate.
Killing as a comic, it takes away all the pain. You're so in the now. When you're doing drugs, you're in the now.
But he can't live with everything that comes with that. It's like his undoing.
That statement, the kill of the comic, you're doing it now. You're the kill. That's why I hate stand-up comics. Me, a group of nobodies laugh or some bullshit. But we killed! You gotta be killed! A group of mostly white people. Laugh, work on our jobs. We killed, did you? Bang.
Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in...
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Schaub Thiefer Sutherland.
Because he just there's like this stuff? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to, like, do that.
No, he does, because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's, like, selling out shows.
Man,
because he's Joe Rogan's friend.
Could you imagine sitting there
for an hour?
He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold.
Yeah, then and,
but then there's always like, he makes a video saying like, all right, guys.
And that's a problem with them doing a doc on Artie Lang. The greatest shit was on the AA show. So hanging in while doing that fight between Anderson Silver and what's it? Yeah, I'm streaming that one. Well, not tonight. But, Ned Doc and Car Asia, the most darkest times. Then I saw the dark side of Hardy Lee. Then Carl Darker's time. Andre, yeah.
Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot.
I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or what, like, what, there's always some excuse. Like, there was another one, he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control or something. And so there's always, like, all this stuff. And, you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but you never, you've Brendan. Never canceled a show because no tickets were sold. You've
no,
never done that.
Because if I did, I would have canceled every
show. You wouldn't
show
have ever
in
performed.
20 years.
Sure.
Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Schaub Thief or Sutherland.
Because he just.
There's like this.
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to like, do that.
Because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's like selling out shows because he's Joe Rogan's.
Could you imagine sitting there for an hour? He's not friends anymore.
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold. But then there's always like he makes a video saying like, all right, guys, this is I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or what, there's always some excuse. Like there was another one, he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control or something. And so there's always like all this stuff. And you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So.
But you've never canceled a show because no tickets were sold.
No,
you've never done that.
Because if I did, I would have canceled every
show. You wouldn't
show
have ever
in 20
performed.
Years. Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in.
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Schaub Thief or Sutherland.
Because he just.
There's steals like this.
Stuff? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to, like, do that.
No, he does, because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's, like, selling out shows because
he's
not selling
out. Could you imagine
sitting
there
I mean, not
for
anymore.
An hour? He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold. But then there's always like he makes a video saying like, all right, guys, this is I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or what, there's always some excuse. Like there was another one, he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control or something. And so there's always like all this stuff. And you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but you've never canceled a show because no tickets were sold.
No,
you've never done that.
Because if I did, I would
have
canceled every show.
You wouldn't have ever
in 20
performed.
Years. Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in.
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Schaub Thief or Sutherland.
Because he just.
There's like this.
Stuff? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to, like, do that.
No, he does, because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's, like, selling out shows because he's Joe Rogan's
Could
friend.
You imagine sitting there
I mean, not
for an
anymore.
Hour? He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold. And but then there's always like he makes a video saying like, all right, guys, I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or there's always some excuse. Like there was another one, he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control or something. And so there's always like all this stuff. And you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but you've never canceled a show because tickets were sold. You've
no,
never done that.
Because if I did, I would have canceled every show.
You wouldn't
show
have ever
in 20
performed.
Years. Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in.
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Shaw thief or something.
Because he just
there's
steals
like this.
Stuff? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to like do that.
No, he does because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's like selling out shows because he's Joe Rogan's.
Could
friend.
You imagine sitting there
I mean, not
for
anymore.
An hour? He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold. And but then there's always, like, he makes a video saying, like, all right, guys, I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or... there's always some excuse. Like there was another one, he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control. So there's always like all this stuff. And you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but you've never canceled a show because tickets were sold.
No,
you've never done that.
Because if I did, I would have canceled every show.
You wouldn't have ever
in 20 years. Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in.
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Schaub thief or Sutherland.
Because he just.
There's
steals
like this.
Stuff? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to like do that.
No, he does because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's like selling out shows. Because he's Joe Rogan's.
Could you imagine sitting there
I mean, not
for
anymore.
An hour? He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold. And but then there's always like he makes a video saying like, all right, guys, I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or. There's always some excuse. Like there was another one he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control or something. And so there's always like all this stuff. And you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but you've never canceled a show because. No tickets were sold.
No,
you've never done that.
Because if I did, I would have canceled every
show. You
wouldn't
have ever
in 20 years. Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in.
Check them out.
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Shaw thief or Sutherland.
Because he just.
There's like this.
Stuff? I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to like do that.
No, he does because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's like selling out shows. Because he's Joe Rogan's
Could
friend.
You imagine sitting there
I mean, not
for
anymore.
An hour? He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough. And it's funny because he cancels shows because there's no tickets sold. But then there's always, like, he makes a video saying, like, all right, guys, I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or... there's always some excuse. Like there was another one, he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled. And
check it out.
So and you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but
you've never
canceled a show because tickets were sold.
What show? Listen,
if I did, I would have canceled every show.
You wouldn't have ever
in 20 years. Anyway, that was boring.
So there's a lot of thievery in.
Nick Swartzen called Brendan Shaw the Thiefer Sutherland.
Because he just
there's steals like this. Stuff?
I mean, I feel like he doesn't even have the mental capacity to like do that.
No, he does because he doesn't have the talent to be a stand-up, and he's like selling out shows. We're because he's Joe Rogan's
friend. Could you imagine sitting there for an hour? He's not friends anymore?
No, he's not selling out shows anymore. I think everybody's kind of like, okay, we've seen enough.
What are you talking about?
And it's funny because he cancels shows.
Where do you watch it?
No tickets sold. And but then there's always like he makes a video saying like, all right, I didn't realize that their COVID policy is, you know, you got to show a vaccination card or what, like what? There's always some excuse. Like there was another one he canceled San Francisco shows because the DA got recalled and crime's out of control or something. And so there's always like all this stuff. And you know, me saying that, you know, being in the game for 20 years, I can't sell any tickets either. So,
but you never, you've never canceled a show.
Let's get rid of that. Can we move what you wrote? Have more confidence in yourself. My God, man. What are you doing? My God, sir. I only have one video to play, but I'm pretty sure I watched the AIU on the Emil Till thing. I know I played that, and I'm not gonna get fully into it ultimately. So like use our responsibility. I have to go outside, get food, and then get pussy. All use. All we have is responsibility. Methadone clinic. Methadone clinic. I'm going to China and a new liver. What? Why are we on a Chinese liver? How about a Chinese liver looking at a Chinese dick? If that's small, why would you want it? And nobody wants it. But why would I want a liver? Why would I want it? It was Chinese. They're the smallest everything. You tried Xanax once? I've never done Xanax or drugs. So, are you people fucking insane, aren't I? These ones are. I don't take pills, you dumb fucks. I'm not white faggot merch, you guys no pussy. Will you donate money? You don't donate money to me. Let me watch that white fuck. Yeah. Nigga, my cousin Matt, who got a fucking $16 that, $16 an hour job. I can't play video games anymore when I'm on a side model because he's meeting new pussy and shit. He will never try streaming or anything. Mersh is a streamer. Is there a chick? Any chicks? In the Mersh saga should be, worse than this meeting, fuck me, but put me on your elected. None of that. There's literally zero on that. Because that nigga's a fucking loser. So, the shit I ponder upon is like, um, Oh, yeah, I've been our hottest single of the greatest thing ever. But, you niggas all watch merch, though. And there's not no side pussy or ex pussy or shit. If I was merch, I'd be three things in the. Chick Kayla said, fuck you to Sarah, so. Just not a merch, she gets no pussy, which is the saddest thing ever. And he's been doing this for just about 20 years, I think, at this point, with his age. So sad, eh? Well, holy shit. I do cheat on this. Every day we hear more. With Dez. There you go. You called it cheating. It's not cheating. The number one thing I see daily out is awareness as much as they found. They tried doing RDC clips now, fail. A Christian clips now. The failure. Aristus. Complete access to Alex Jones. Complete access to Alex Jones. No pussy in the room. Failure. You talk to Alex Jones. You're sugar right now. You talk to him. Got 2,000 views. I don't know. The bunglers. They're Alex Jones and bungle it. That's fucking possible when they achieve it. Hey! They're free access to Alex Jones and the bungle it. That's a girl. He's the other girl. Mersh has no girl. How does Mersh do a live show? Like, I don't watch Nightwave, but there's gonna be X. It's a new chick. It's mad at the X. If you're watching Nightwave Radio, this nigga is as successful as he claims. There's gonna be a bitch or a bitches fighting. Oh, there's none. He gets no pussy. And you finally afforded a one bedroom in Florida. You cross eyed kike fag. Oh, of course you didn't. And you'll never battle me directly. Never get to the merch when I ever talk to me directly. He's a fucking faggot pussy, damn. You spent a decade on your friend's couch. And then 20 years in, you've heard of one bedroom in Florida. Congratulations. No pussy. No chicks. Look at that. Look at my cousin Matt, who makes $15 an hour in a factory job in Maine. This nigga is chilling with bitches right now. He's not playing my video game with me. We're gonna be Fortnite. Matt's like, I met some bitch, new bitch. I get weekends off, but my cousin Matt, my Mersh, no bitches. What's her? Zero. And this whole thing is live stream. You know why? I'm gonna use my life for Mersh. You know, I get no pussy. Can't meet no chicks. You have a date? Locally? If I was Mersh, single and shit, my single day would be like, the bitch of me at the club hates my baby mama type thing, but he doesn't have a baby and a mama, of course. He gets no pussy. I'm like, cross-eyed dude. Who can't get a chick in any way, shape, or form. Thank God none of them are capable of having kids. Him and Royce, and I'm for how much does Royce's wife feel? Hate her. Not a fat Puerto Rican. Not a business shit. I'm gonna hurt it to check. No, where's she, huh? Does order? Oh, this is the order. Let's see. Oh, we got it delivered, so I gotta go and get it. Hello, Dez? Dez? Mm-hmm. Or something, but I gotta get it, so I gotta end it. Watch Boy Boys and get no pussy. Unfortunately, and donate. He did do Stream Labs, and then, oh, he didn't do it, so I gotta go buy PC.
Summer's day, when I became a man at the hands of a girl almost twice my age, and she came to me just like the morning sun, and it wasn't so